One sharp report, one single cannon. His head turned unconsciously to listen. A long flutter. The ball passed over, exploded on the far side of the road, along the edge of the hospitals there. He saw white smoke, splintered wood. He sat up. Another gun, one single shot. And then the long roar as of the whole vast rumbling earth beginning to open. Chamberlain twitched around to see shells beginning to come over, falling first on the left, then almost instantly on the center, then to the right, then overhead, air bursts and ground bursts and solid shot. There was a blaze in the air, obliterating his sight, hot breath of death, huge noise. He was rolled over in dirt, came out on his knees, face down, very, very close. He looked down, around, amazed. Tom was near, flat on the ground, all right, all right. He saw other troops behind boulders, molded into depressions in the earth. The world was blowing up. Had been under artillery fire before, but never like this. Am I all right? Sat up to probe. Found self intact. Looked out over the wall. Saw no one moving anywhere. Moment ago, there had been men moving all along the crest, men sitting and wandering and riding horses, artillery moving here and there. A wagon, a caisson. Now they were all gone, as men vanish from a busy street when rain comes. There was burst after burst in the dirty air, yellow lightning shattering the ground, splintering rock, ripping limbs off the great trees and sending them twisting, swirling, dancing along the ground, along the ridge. But no man anywhere, no man at all, as if the whole army had suddenly sunk into the earth. There was a horse moving riderless. Another came out of the smoke. Blowing smoke was another shell very close, shook the ground, shook his vision. He hid behind the stone wall, stared very hard for a moment at a circle of greenish dried moss, the fine gray grain of the rock, the most vivid thing he had ever seen. What marvelous eyesight one has now. And he thought, must tell the men to keep down. But of course, that's stupid. They're down. Any fool knows that. Peeked up along the rock. Saw down to where shells were bursting along the road. Saw cooks and bakers scrambling to escape. Horses and wagons wobbling away down the road. A shell hit a caisson. It blew up in a great black tower of smoke. Small black fragments whirling up into the air. Fine dust sifting down everywhere. Settling on the lips into the eyes. More sound now. Chamberlain turned, saw the Union guns beginning to open up, to give it back, saw forms moving in the smoke, saw a whole line fire at once, wondered if an attack was coming, thought, how can you form to repel an attack? You can't even stand. But it went on and on, all the guns in all the world firing, and the dust drifted down, and the smoke began to envelop him, and he lay finally face down against the dust, the grass, thinking, well, I'll just wait a bit and look out again. And then gradually the world softened and the sound was a great lullaby, thunderous, madly, liquidly soothing. And he fell asleep. Slept, but did not know how long, woke to the sound of the continuing guns. No difference. Looked out across the rock, smoke everywhere. Union guns firing, men moving among the guns, hunched. A bloody horse running eerily by, three-legged, horrible sight, running toward the road. Another horse down with no head, like a broken toy. Man nearby, lying on his back, one hand groping upward, oddly reaching for the sky. Chamberlain closed his eyes, slept again. Opened them and lost all sense of time. Had been sleeping since Noah in the sound of the guns. Had slept through the mud and the ooze and thousands of days since creation. The guns going on forever, like the endless rains of dawn. The earth was actually shuddering. It was as if you were a baby and your mother was shuddering with cold. More of the shell seemed to be passing overhead. He looked. There was a rider moving along in the smoke. Unbelievable. Familiar. Hancock.